Okay.
Unless you want to move to 40, then we can come back.
Is that somebody that wants to be here?
Does not want to be here, no.
Let's move, let's start then, good suggestion, with item 40 involving Carrie McGagan, Southern Coos Health District, item 40, page 349 on our agenda. Investigator, Ms. Kristen.
Thank you, Vice Chair Fiskum, Chair Mason, and Commissioners. Again, for the record, I'm Lisa Kristen. I would like to, as a housekeeping matter, there are 5 cases that involve the Southern Coos Health District. The case of Brent Bischoff, the initial case, is not a mirror image. However, McGagan, Johnson, Allen, and Jurgensen are. I just wanted to clarify that for Commissioners. The Oregon Government Ethics Commission received a letter of complaint from Eugene Saxe, the Chief Executive Officer of the Southern Coos Hospital and Healthcare Center, on June 8, 2021. Complainant alleged that Brent Bischoff, that Carrie McGagan, a member of the Board of Directors, Southern Coos Health District, might have participated in an executive session in which unauthorized topics were discussed. Although complainant did not file a complaint against all members of the Southern Coos Health District, OAR 199-040-0025 makes clear that when a complaint alleging a violation of the executive session provisions of Oregon public meeting law is received against one or more members of the governing body of a public body, the Commission Executive Director will open complaints against all members. Commission staff received and reviewed the minutes of all SCHD meetings held on May 27, 2021, which was the meeting at issue in the complaint. 2 SCHD board meetings were held on that date, an emergency special board meeting followed immediately by the regular board.
Did someone come on?
No, I think Amber is.
Commissioner Hall.
Okay. We're still working.
Sorry, I was...
You okay, Amber?
Looking for a document.
We're still okay. Ms. Kristen, please.
Thank you. 2 board meetings were held on that date, an emergency special board meeting followed immediately by the regular board meeting previously scheduled for that date, May 27, 2021. Notice of the special meeting was posted on the website and included notice of that the special meeting would include an executive session under ORS 192-6602C to consider matters pertaining to the function of the medical staff of a public hospital licensed pursuant to ORS 441015 to 441087. Including but not limited to all clinical committees, executive credentials, utilization review, peer review committees, and all other matters relating to medical competency in the hospital. The special board meeting was called to order at 5:58. An executive session was convened at 6 p.m. during that special board meeting. Respondent verified that Board Chair David Allen announced prior to entering executive session that the executive session was being convened under the authority of ORS 192-6602C. Commission staff has reviewed the minutes of the May 27, 2021 executive session. The minutes reflect that the majority of the discussion focused on issues related to the function of medical staff. During this discussion, the board member did raise the issue of a toxic work environment at the hospital and complaints against the CEO. A brief discussion occurred, no more than 3 minutes, with 2 other board members joining in the discussion. And then board counsel, attorney Robert Miller, put a stop to the discussion by pointing out that the executive session had been announced for the purpose of discussing the functioning of the medical staff, not for complaints against the CEO, and that in any event, employees had the right to select an open hearing for any discussion of complaints or discipline. By all accounts, including the complaint itself, as well as the minutes, any discussion regarding the CEO and allegations of a toxic workplace ended with counsel's admonition that the board not go beyond discussing the topics authorized under ORS 192-6602C. Although there may have been a technical violation of ORS 192-660, in that discussion may have briefly strayed from the announced statutory authorization, Commission staff is recommending the matter be dismissed. The brief discussion on an unauthorized matter during executive session was quickly and effectively terminated by board counsel. The matter was then referred to open discussion during the regular board meeting. I did check the minutes, and it was discussed extensively during the regular open board meeting. The report is in your meeting book with a recommendation to dismiss. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Kristen, any questions for our investigator? Any comments? Mr. Carrie McGagan did not ask to appear. Any discussion from commissioners? And if somebody's ready to make a motion, I will accept it. Mr. Lindsay, please.
I move that we dismiss case number 21-119XLC.
Discussion on the motion. You've heard the motion. Ready for vote. I will ask the clerk to call the roll on item 40 on our agenda involving Carrie McGagan.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Mr. Hand raised votes aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, is Mr. Bischoff available or not?
So Mr. Bischoff is not, however, Norbert Johnson is waiting.
Oh, let's go to item 41, please, involving Mr. Norbert Johnson?
Norbert.
Thank you.
Yeah. I will let him in now. It'll announce here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Unknown participant is now joining.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson, this is Dave Fiskum from the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And this is the time set aside for consideration of the matters involving you. They happen to be numbered item 41 on our executive session agenda, page 357 for us. We will hear from you in just a moment. We are holding this executive session under previously announced statutory authority. With that introduction, we will turn first, as we always do, to our staff for a report on the matter involving you, Mr. Johnson. Ms. Kristen.
Thank you, Chair Mason and Vice Chair, Commissioners. Again, my name is Lisa Kristen. I'm an investigator with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. Before you is the matter of Norbert Johnson, 21-120XLC. Mr. Johnson was a member of the Board of Directors of the Southern Coos Health District at the time relevant to the allegations in the complaint. The Oregon Government Ethics Commission received a letter of complaint from the Chief Executive Officer of the Southern Coos Hospital and Healthcare Center on June 8, 2021. The allegations were that respondent, a member of the Board of Directors, might have participated in executive sessions in which unauthorized topics were discussed. Commission staff received and reviewed the minutes of the meetings held on the date at issue, May 27, 2021. Two SCHD board meetings were held on that date. Emergency special board meeting followed immediately by the regular board meeting previously scheduled for that day. Notice of the special meeting was posted on the website, included notice that the special meeting would include an executive session under ORS 192-6602C to consider matters pertaining to the function of the medical staff of a public hospital. Special board meeting was called to order at 5:58 p.m. An executive session was convened at 6 p.m. during the special board meeting. Commission staff verified that Board Chair David Allen announced prior to entering executive session that the executive session was being convened under the authority of ORS 192-6602C. Commission staff has reviewed the minutes of that executive session. The minutes do reflect that the majority of this discussion focused on issues related to the function of medical staff. A commissioner during that discussion, a board member did raise the issue of a toxic work environment at the hospital and complaints against the CEO. A brief discussion occurred, and was board counsel attorney Robert Miller put a stop to the discussion by pointing out that the executive session had been announced for a specific purpose of discussing the functioning of the medical staff, not for complaints against the CEO, and that in any event, employees had the right to select an open hearing for any discussion of complaints or discipline. By all accounts, including the complaint itself, as well as the minutes, any discussion regarding the CEO and allegations of a toxic workplace ended with counsel's admonition that the board not go beyond discussing the topics authorized under ORS 192-6602C. Although there may have been a technical violation of ORS 192-660 when discussion may have briefly strayed from the announced statutory authorization, commission staff is recommending that the matter be dismissed. The brief discussion during executive session was quickly and effectively terminated by board counsel, and the matter was then referred to open discussion during the regular board meeting. The report is in your meeting book with a recommendation to dismiss.
Thank you, Ms. Kristen. As usual, any questions for our investigator from commissioners? Hearing none, seeing none. Mr. Johnson, this is now your time to speak to us, if you choose to do so. Just for the record, you are speaking to staff of the commission as well as the vice chair, me, in a hearing room in Salem, and other commissioners are online able to listen to you. So please, this is your chance to make your comments if you choose to do so.
Yes, thank you. The only thing I want to do is I just wanted to make myself available if any of the commissioners had any questions, but I'm fine.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. That said, do any commissioners have questions for Mr. Johnson? Seeing and hearing none, we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Sosa.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve staff recommendations and dismiss the matter regarding Norbert Johnson, item 41.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hands up.
Okay. Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Staff, Mr. Bischoff?
No.
Okay, let's consider it item number 39, Mr. Bischoff. The staff recommendation will stand as...
Get rid of the other one.
Oh, pardon me, this is Mr. Bischoff?
Just a moment.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Unknown participant is now exiting.
Yes, we're clear. Thank you.
Okay, and item number 39, Ms. Kristen, you may have some amplification on your staff report previously given.
Correct. Just very briefly, it should be noted that Mr. Bischoff's PR report, preliminary review report, varies slightly from the remaining four, only in that Mr. Bischoff submitted a response which was incorporated into his preliminary review report. And I did note that the verification of Board Chair David Allen announcing the basis for the executive session was provided in that one case by Mr. Bischoff. I obtained the information separately for the other four, but that's the only difference.
Thank you. Commissioners, questions, comments? Hearing none, I will accept the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve staff recommendation to dismiss the matter number 39.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
We will now move to item 42 involving Mr. David Allen, who is not appearing. Staff recommendation, the report will be the same, I'm assuming?
Correct.
Thank you. Commissioners will accept a motion. Commissioner Sosa, perhaps?
Mr. Chair, move that we approve staff recommendation and dismiss item 42.
Clerk will call the roll.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0.
We will now turn to item 43 involving Edie Jurgensen. Staff recommendation likely the same.
Correct.
Commissioners, Commissioner Sosa, please.
Mr. Chair, move that we adopt staff recommendation and dismiss item number 43.
Clerk, as soon as she finishes writing, we'll call the roll.
Commissioner Hollister?
Aye.
Commissioner Lindsay?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Hand raised, aye.
Vice Chair Fiskum?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Commissioners, what I'm going to suggest now is we take a 10 minute break or so to, at least in the Salem area, obtain our lunches, which are outside. You, from your various locations, can do the same if you choose to do so, and we will reconvene in executive session in about 10 or 15 minutes. Thank you.
11:45?
That'd be fine. Good call. Thank you. Okay.